episode 3148, Turn the Other Cheek.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Let's give a shout out because it's Fry. Yay! Oh my goodness, I am so excited. Has it been a long week for you? Yet when you think about it, it's been our short week. I mean, like seriously, how could this weekend not come faster? Well, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We're going to leave it all out. It's time to turn the other cheek. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right. Well, with it being a crazy awesome weekend, you know what? We've got college ball back. We've got the U.S. Open Finals. Oh, yes. The women played last night. Yes, they did. And I'm not sure who won because of the recording of this. They didn't play yet. And also, come on, let's kick it off. Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Who am I rooting for? Send me a note and see if you remember who I cheer for. Anyway, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend with all the sports happening. We've got college ball. We've got kids back doing school. And it's like, what about me? Mom's sitting there going, all new routines, all more new activities. I just don't know if I'm coming or going. You're already tired and you're like, it's only the first part of September. But if you blink, it's going to be mid-September already. And believe it or not, you are going to be getting up the Christmas decorations. Now, I don't want to rush ahead, but I've already been thinking about it. In fact, just at my front door, I have some waiting for the studio. Oh, yes, I do. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that because, yes, we've got some exciting things happening. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, episode 3147, Push Forward, Go There, I left a secret there. Yes, I'm not going to share the secret here, but I left it there. So go back there and listen. If not, yes, you'll hear more about it. Definitely stay tuned here and at createyournow.com. All right, without further ado, sometimes we as parents, right, we can find ourselves getting frustrated when our children don't respond the way we expect them to. Then that leaves us offended because of our own expectations. So turn the other cheek. Yes, I know, we've taught them right and wrong, right? We hope that they will do the right thing, even if they're placed in the wrong circumstances. But in the moment, right, if they do the wrong thing, our feelings get hurt, don't they? And you may feel a little bit of disappointment, not just in your kids, I mean, you definitely feel it in your kids, but even in yourself, and you might even feel a bit angry. However, it's important to remember that our children are still learning and growing, and it's not fair to place blame or misplaced anger on them. And I'm telling you, we do it so often. We've had a bad day, so now we're going to make their day a bad day. And it may have nothing to do with really what they're doing. We just, all of a sudden, they're standing in the doorway and we just vomit all over them and say, well, it's all your fault, da 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 da, when it really had nothing to do with them. Guilty as charged. What about you? Come on, it's confession day. Be honest with yourself. Maybe you did it recently. Now I know it's hard. Maybe this evening you're going to be going out to Friday Night Lights. You've got a child playing in the band or on the football team, or you've got someone in the cheer squad or the flag squad, whatever it is, and you're out there. And if you don't, because you're just going because you like to support your local high school, fabulous. But if you have a child out there and something happens, are you going to be one of those parents who just kind of gets in their face because you feel embarrassed because of what they may have decided on their own? And I know, I get it. It's really kind of crazy how all of this works, right? Because as parents, we have a responsibility to raise them up. And you're like, but aren't we supposed to discipline? Aren't we supposed to get mad at them? Within reason. But sometimes that reason happens to be our own expectations. And that, my friend, can get very, very dicey. So I want to explore some things we can do to turn the other cheek. Because there's no excuse to blast our kiddos just because. Just because we've had a bad day. Just because we burnt the chicken. Just because the dogs literally have everything all over the place and they're not doing their job. just because what is it for you? So turn the other cheek. Pause. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Pause. And I know you're thinking, well, that was a pause. Yeah, I meant to do that because I wanted you to feel it. We don't like to feel the empty space. We think there always has to be something to fill it. But let me tell you this, there is wisdom in the pause. And this pause comes with compassion and understanding. It's not just about being right. It's not about saying, aha, I told you so. You ain't got time for the ego. So pause. Okay, was that too long for you? I know it made you a little uncomfortable, didn't it? But that's what happens in real life. It's like we got to keep filling up the space. Because if we're on social media at all, I don't care what you're doing, reels, whatever, especially reels, you got just seconds and you're on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. There's no real pause when it comes to our daily living anymore. And so when we need that break, we don't know how to take it. And we just fill it up. And sometimes we're filling it up with just piles of words and anger and hate. And we don't mean to. But if you're one who doesn't necessarily struggle with anger, but you find yourself yelling more than you want to, maybe this is a good time for you of reflection. So number one, reflect on your own expectations. It's crucial to take a step back and honestly examine your own expectations as a parent. Are you expecting too much from your child? Are you setting unrealistic standards? Now, maybe you're not. Hey, I'm one who says raise the ceiling higher. My dad did for me. I turned out halfway decent. Right, Mom? I think I did. I mean, I think my dad would say so too, but he's no longer with us. So I think I get an amen from the heavens. But we do have to look at those standards, right? Look at Friday Night Lights. Do you have a child out there performing in some manner? Maybe they're even working the concession stands and you've got big dreams for them. Well, what's their dreams though, Mom? Is it for them to play college ball? Or is it to be an incredible CPA? Could they be both? Of course. But what if it was only the CPA? Would you still love them? Would you still invest as much time in what you're doing now with Friday Night Lights? I mean, come on, reflect on your own expectations. And by recognizing and adjusting our own mindset, we can avoid projecting our own frustrations onto our kiddos. Remember, they are still in the process of learning. They're maturing, and it's going to take time. We may have a lot of technology out there, but let me tell you, kids don't mature any faster. In fact, because of our technology, this is my opinion. I'm sure there's research out there to support it, but this is my opinion that because of technology, our children are maturing actually slower because everything's done for them. A lot of things are handed to them. They don't have to work as hard. They don't have to be as present. They don't have to use their mind as much. So in other words, they're lazy. Their thoughts, they don't have to be doing all that they're doing. But we've got to remember, right, as a mom, as a dad, they're still in the process of learning and maturing, and it's essential to give them room to make mistakes and to grow. Number two, practice empathy. You know, empathy is a powerful tool that can help us understand our children's perspective. Instead of getting upset when they don't meet our expectations, what if we try to put ourselves in their shoes and see things from their point of view? I know it's hard. Now, I will say this. When you're practicing empathy, don't start with all of your stories. Oh, I remember when. There's a time and place for that. I'm telling you right now. And it's fabulous to share those stories because in all reality, they want to hear them. But they don't want to hear them in front of all their friends. It's not time again for you to kind of fluff your own feather, so to speak. Right? We got to kind of act our age. And we've got to let them act their age with some constraints, right? With some boundaries. But if we're tired and overwhelmed, don't you think they get tired and overwhelmed at times too? And maybe truly they are just simply acting their age that they didn't stop and think it through. When we show empathy, we can create an environment, this landscape of understanding and mutual respect. You want to foster a strong parent-child relationship. And if you're always putting your child down, always ridiculing them, always saying, oh, wait, but if you just would have done this way, do you think that's going to gain any bonus points for you? No, of course not. Reflect on your own expectations. Practice empathy. And finally, number three, communicate. Communication is key in any relationship, but especially with children. Instead of harboring resentment or blame towards them, right? Don't sit there and project that it's all your fault just because when you were growing up, that's what was done to you. It's crucial that you have open and honest conversations at the right time, in the right place. Friday night lights, maybe not so much. Now, is there always an exception to the rule? Of course. If all of a sudden you're in a situation where your child tried something and they shouldn't have been doing it, whether let's say it was drinking or drugs or whatever, and you're on the scene, okay, permission to do what you need to do as a parent. Because that's a life and death situation. But when it comes to everyday conversations coming together in groups, you don't have to parent them to the point where they're embarrassed. But you can communicate with them. You can let them know and say, hey, I know that you want to go do this, and I want you to have fun with your friends, but I'm a little concerned about this. We can have a conversation about it later. This is not over. But yes, you can stay out till 10 o'clock. But the curfew's at 10. Be there or you know what will happen. Okay, that's a different conversation that can be done quietly, away from the kids. It's quick. It's simple. Friday night continues, right? Discuss your expectations calmly with your kiddos. If you're sitting there all in the uppity up and you're just like all at him, with the exception of the rule where it's life and death, okay, blood or flood, that's a different conversation. Right? You got to let it go and just make sure they're alive, what you need to do, and then go on from there. But it's important for us to calmly approach them, not be so high strung. Listen to their thoughts and feelings. Ask them, what were you thinking here? And then be quiet. If you ask a question, be quiet. Stop trying to fill in the blank. You're no longer in school. You're not trying to pass a test here. You're letting your child fill in the blank. So ask them a question. Let them submit their paragraph to you so then you can understand where they're coming from. And when you create a safe place for dialogue, I mean, that's really what you're wanting to do is so you guys can communicate, right? Then you foster the sense of trust and understanding. Remember, trust is earned and it goes both ways. It's not just for the kids to earn your trust, but you've got to earn the kids' trust too. And then all in all, both of you can grow and learn from each other's experiences. You know, as parents, it's natural to have expectations for our children's behavior. All right, let's go back to the terrible twos. I don't know about yours, but mine did not start at the age of two. It started much earlier. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, and yes. I'm sure you were in a store at one point and your child had a temper tantrum, whether it was full blown out on the floor, kicking and screaming, or in the cart, just carrying on. I was in the store just a couple days ago. I was getting some candles with my husband and there was this mom and daughter and she was literally just whining the entire time. I mean, when I say whining, if you've heard my grand dog in the back, our baby, he's not quite 4 months yet, almost. Every once in a while he whines. And so if I'm talking, the microphone will pick it up. But it was just this constant whine. She went to another aisle to another aisle. And I still could hear her mother say, would you just stop it already? Just stop. Why do you keep whining? You're not doing this. No more. But mom, I mean, you know it. And I can't even do it. It was so high pitched and it was constant. And I saw her and I was like, oh boy, is she playing this up really good. But I can tell you right there, it was a lack of consistency from her mother. Her mom has let her get away with things and has given her things because she's whined long enough that she gets it and she knows it. Kids are smart, Mom. Your kids are brilliant. Don't let them run you over. Pay attention. But at the same time, we don't want them to run us over, but we can't run them over either, right? It's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. And there are times, like I said, blood or flood, right? You're going to have the monologue. And you get all that right to do that because it was their life involved. Assuming that you're to the point where everybody's safe, et cetera, you moved on. But if we're always jumping down their throats, where do you think that's going to get you with them? Not very far. So turn the other cheek. Reflect on your own expectations. Practice that empathy and communicate. And when you look at parenting as a way to be compassionate towards another individual, yes, I know it's your child, I get it, but you still need to be compassionate. You still need to be understanding. Then you can build stronger relationships with your children and create an environment conducive to both their growth and their development. My friend, turn the other cheek. Take a pause. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.